You're listening to SBS News.
It's been an elusive long-distance running goal that's said to be the biggest milestone since Roger Bannister famously broke the four-minute mile 65 years ago. And now Olympic champion Eliud Kipchoge is set to join the esteemed middle-distance British runner in the history books. Kipchoge has smashed the two-hour marathon barrier, finishing the 42.2 kilometres on a track around Vienna in a time of 1 hour 59.4 minutes. After the race, the 34-year-old appeared to have raised little of a sweat in completing his historic run, declaring himself the happiest man, having shown just what can be achieved.
From the first kilometer, I was really comfortable. I've been training for it for the last 4.5 months. And above all, like, I actually have been putting in my heart and my mind that I want to run under 2 hours in marathon to make history and pass a positive thought and a message to the whole world that no human is limited.
The run sparked scenes of jubilation in his homeland, with thousands celebrating on the streets of the capital, Nairobi. Far away in Australia, two sporting teams were making history of a different kind. In basketball, the NBL's newest team continued its fairy tale start to its time in the league. In their first home game, the South East Melbourne Phoenix dominated the Brisbane Bullets at Melbourne Arena to run out 20-point victors in an impressive display. John Robertson was one of the stars of the Phoenix's second win in a row with a 30-point game. The American import says it's a fun place to play, and the new team will be tough to beat.
I mean, the way we move the ball, you see it. Everybody's so unselfish. Everybody's making the extra pass. And it's fun out there to play with these guys. I mean, there's no egos. There's no none of that. Everybody just wants to win. So, I mean, you see that through our games. I mean, on this team, anybody can get it going. We have multiple guys who can score 30, who can score 25, who can make, you know, multiple threes in a game. So, with us, it's kind of like you have to pick your poison. If you double me, you saw what happened when they double me. I make one pass and the floor just opens up and we get shooters going and people going downhill. So we're tough to guard.
In the A-League, one player who has proven tough to guard over many years is striker Beshart Berisha. And back in the A-League for newcomer Western United, he was again in the spotlight.
Towards the far post, Riston! Edison! And the honour of Western United's first A-League goal goes to a familiar face. Beshart Berisha makes history for Western United. Their first goal in the A-League is scored by the competition's master marksman.
Berisha's first half strike was enough to give the green and black a win over Wellington Phoenix in United's A-League debut. The other two Melbourne teams played out a draw on Saturday night. Victory coach Marco Kurtz felt that was a fair result for his team in the scoreless derby against Melbourne City. A disallowed second-half goal for the victory was the closest either side came to breaking the stalemate, but it was enough to give coach Kurtz some encouragement.
You saw that City was the team they played more minutes together in official games, and we need time for improvement. Yes, and a lot of work to do, but I'm still confident. I believe in the boys, and I'm 100% confident that we are on the right track. The result is not bad against a very strong side from City.
Other winners in the A-League were Sydney FC over Adelaide United 3-2 and Western Sydney Wanderers 2-1 over the Central Coast Mariners, while Brisbane Roar snatched a last-gasp equaliser to share the points with Perth Glory. The Rugby World Cup in Japan continued, with games resuming after the havoc wrought by Typhoon Hagibis. Players and spectators observed a minute's silence before the start of the Wales-Uruguay clash. The Welsh running out 35-13 winners in that encounter to finish unbeaten and on top of Pool D ahead of Australia. Ireland thrashed Samoa, while with both out of the running, Tonga scored a consolation win in Pool C over the United States. In motorsport, it was a win that meant far more than just a consolation to Scott McLaughlin, the Supercars series leader taking out his maiden Bathurst 1000 on his seventh attempt. McLaughlin telling Fox Sports, It was a moment he had only dreamt about.
I just can't believe we got it done, but I knew I'd have a fight on my hands. I had to be committed over the top, and certainly was, and just so proud of the team, proud of everyone. I finally ticked it off.
And it was tight at the finish, the Ford driver holding out Holden's Shane van Gisbergen by just 0.68 of a second. A tight one in the netball as well, with another thriller between New Zealand and Australia in the Constellation Cup, the Silver Ferns prevailing by the narrowest of margins in the first of the four-match series. And it was the third game in a row between the two rivals to be decided by a goal. Gareth Borum, SBS News.